Students get report cards. Maybe countries should as well. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, David Cingrinelli, professor of political science at Binghamton University, explains why.
Social scientists like me care about measuring important ideas such as inequality, democracy, discrimination, and corruption. By attaching numbers to these ideas, we can build and test theories about why there is more of each of these things in some places and less in others, whether the amount is changing and in what direction. For 40 years now, my team and I have been measuring human rights. We think of human rights as tools that citizens can use to protect their dignity against increasingly powerful national governments. So how do we measure something as complicated as human rights? In school, we all got grades for English, math, and science, and perhaps an overall grade. Our approach is similar. We give countries grades based on how well they protect worker rights and freedom of speech and prevent torture and discrimination. These are just a few of the 25 rights graded in each nation's annual report card. Giving grades to countries helps the United States and the World Bank make decisions that take human rights into account. It helps scholars like me study trends that lead to violations, whether governments find it easier to protect some rights, why, what happens when rights are violated, and whether humanitarian interventions actually work. Our 2022 National Human Rights Report Card placed Canada and Sweden at the top of the global class with a grade of 96 out of 100. It gave a failing grade of 10 to China and even worse grades to North Korea and Syria and Iran. If you think of human rights as tools that citizens can use against their governments to maintain their dignity, then the citizens of Canada and Sweden have way more tools than the citizens of Iran. Teaching people about their rights probably leads to better protection. Maybe not. But if we don't measure human rights, we won't know whether anything makes human rights better or worse.
That was David Cingrinelli of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.